Me in reading Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore.
The body. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it.
As the eye of the youth group, we have used our sight to appreciate the familiar smiles of the TNT participants and learn to grow through the continuous meetings and playtime with each individual. This monthly ministry with our adult friends with special needs lets us see the importance of everyone and who we become through these relationships.
As the eye of the congregation, we recognize the importance of food ministry. We simply see the need to feed. Sustenance is an integral part of our daily lives. As a congregation, we give back to our community through the nourishment programs of the Something to Eat food bags, Holy Macaroni, Super Bowl of Caring, and the emergency feeding teams who headed out daily that first week after the flood, sharing their smiles and a sack lunch with those devastated from the natural disaster.
As the ear of the youth group, we heard the popular demand for the construction of a week of a camp dedicated to play. We acted on this request of worship and growing together as a loving community through pure recreation and began the creation of a new program at Bethany Hills, Play Camp. Through the Be a Hero summer theme of this year, we heard younger campers share their voice in a camper-led worship service, activities, and a talent show where some of our quietest shared their written works in the form of a loud, creative rap in the always popular evening activity of the talent show. We heard the excitement, laughter, and creative spirits share their ideas in the premiere of an innovative camp the youth group planned, created, and counseled on their own with the help of a few playful adults along the way.
As the ear of the congregation, we understood the importance of hearing a story. Stories are told with excitement and vivid scenarios, contain important messages, and can be sad but worthwhile. Stories are always a gift. As human beings, we communicate information quickly and thoughtlessly every day, passing others who are familiar without asking for them to tell us their opinions or ideas. The best way we know to listen is through the concrete efforts of the individuals we meet annually through the Room of the Inn program. By listening to these stories and lessons of those who have experienced so much, we have learned to ask. We've learned to bring up a person's story because most of the time they're eager and prepared to tell it. Through the witness of a person who knows the worst of life, we're prepared to ask so we can also later tell.
As the head of the youth group, we decided to be thinkers. Every year, we are given a whiteboard, 20 organizations, and a sum of money used to give grants to the nonprofits in our community. We work together to analyze each association's purpose, as well as their success in giving back to our hometown and the greater community. We take on the challenge of deciding who is best, who can make a difference, and who will work to their full potential to give back to the people of Nashville, Tennessee, and our world. We use our heads to assign numbers to each organization, anticipating the change we will see because of our efforts to witness a ripple effect. We give, so they give, so someone sees the need to give.
As the head of the congregation, we considered what it means to change. In efforts to become the best we can be, we took a step forward toward advancing our smaller church community to alter how we do things so we can see our impact on the people of this city. Through the Journey program, we were taught why change is necessary, why thinking outside of the box is sometimes the answer to success, and how we can make the alterations in our church family to help it become outstanding. Small groups were created and met weekly to discuss what we wanted to see happen and how it could be possible. We were the thinkers, we were the creators, and we were the let's see what happens next-ers. Because of this mindset, we were able to produce a first step into our changing world. We created ideas to be shared so we can then see their effects.
As the feet of the youth group, we knew one of the most powerful things to witness is a mass of people just moving, walking, running, skipping, jumping in the masses. Such actions or events catch our eyes and make us remember them for later, simply because of the overwhelming number of those progressing together as one through the streets, paths, and parks of our city. Twice, as a smaller group, we have taken part in Walking for a Cause, the Walk for the Homeless, dedicated to helping the families inhabiting Safe Haven Family Shelter who have experienced any form of loss or devastation, took place in 2007 in Warner Park, and was an event that funded anything from a pack of colored pencils for the new kindergartner to paying the electric bill for the month of December. In February of this year, the Predators Fantastic 5K was conducted around Nashville, where about 15 of our youth and adults walked to benefit the many nonprofit organizations of Nashville, including our friends from Safe Haven.
As the feet of the congregation, we acknowledge the daunting, abstract idea that is hunger. It's a concept that harms our brothers and sisters daily in our own backyard, as well as thousands of miles away. Hunger is one of the few things everyone, everywhere on our planet recognizes. It is something everyone can relate to, and we comprehend the need for response so we can then make a decision to act on the problems we see, hear, and feel. Crop Walk was first introduced into the Nashville community about 10 years ago and has continued annually in Centennial Park ever since. We come together as one for a greater cause, seeing the big picture come to life as statistics are read, strangers laugh amongst each other, children play with their tag-along pets, ice cream sandwiches are shared, and music is played, all oftentimes in the rain, on an afternoon in April. In 2010, 52 of us walked because others have walked. We took on a seeming impossible task and chose to be the ones to fuel the impossible. We are one in our goal, stepping closer to the end every day, making a difference in our path, and demonstrating how much of an impact one person walking 3 miles can have.
As the hands of the youth group, we decided that doing something difficult or taking a leap into something different and unknown is one of the best ways to understand others' struggle and will to cope with their own personal disasters. In 2009, several of us worked together to cut thistle for the local organization Thistle Farms, run by the women inhabiting Magdalen Home in Nashville. These women have experienced abuse, hardships, and addictions, and understand that they were bigger than the individual they had known themselves as prior to coming to Magdalen House. Thistles are annoying. Thistles are painful. Thistles are difficult, grueling, and often cause frustration. But through this ministry, they have come to represent so much more. The women of Magdalen House work together as a community of battered souls to create beautiful things, all containing thistles. Lotions, paper, candles, and soaps are products of the dedication and the will to continue on. And through assisting the women working with Thistle Farms, our youth group grew to understand the importance of something small.
As the hands of the congregation, we redefined what mission work means. It took typing countless emails, bringing a group from our small church community together, and excited emotions to instigate the mission trip that was New Orleans in 2006. We brought over 40 members to a devastated and broken community, wiped out by the hurricane the previous year. Our group ranged from the ages of 6 to the age of 72. Bringing our hope in our hands, we drove down into a world of turmoil. We didn't know how our efforts to create an intergenerational work group would turn out, but we used our hands to get dirty for Jesus, to learn about each other, and to realize what it means to see God in small instances and everyday things. We used our family to create a miracle, to build a church from the chaos, and to grow together in a group that will never be forgotten. We made a difference in another city, but in turn felt the change in ourselves. We became a family with no barriers, working toward a cause that we all understood was necessary to create.
Recognizing who we are as individuals, as a connected group, and as a loving church family, is the first step in creating something that is new and mind-blowing for the change that we want to see and the difference we know we can make. We know we can do great things, not only as small groups in our church, but as together, as one, to produce something impacting for others and fulfilling for ourselves. The next step is to take everything that we know we can do and raising it up a bar. It's scary and it's unknown, but that is what will make our success in coming together and creating it even better.
As disciples, I feel like we are all born to love dodgeball. It's a game that takes individuals and puts them together in difficult situations. Learning to defend one another and cheer each other when there's only one player left. It's a sport that everyone can be involved in. You don't need the fastest mile or throw the strongest to be a part of it. If you're playing, you can be a great dodger. That player that seems to disappear whenever the ball is thrown at them, or if you're not that athletic type, the cheerleader, the one who's the loudest voice that distracts the other team whenever Vine Street exits your mouth. You can be the organizer, the person who sees the mistakes and graphs and works tirelessly to create the playing bracket to make sure each team gets their fair amount of time to play, and the winners who come out on top because they deserve it.
The Disciples Dodgeball event has been hosted annually over Martin Luther King weekend for the past 4 years. Russ Boyd, the youth minister at Collierville Christian Church, began this regional tournament for his love of the game and for his confidence in his youth team to be the best they could be and to be the best on the court. It is an event that has been used to raise money and awareness of the always growing organization Week of Compassion, a group that works with both immediate relief of crises and ongoing struggles in communities across the globe. And on average, 10 to 12 teams of about 12 players play from several churches across Tennessee, with $10 in exchange for the ticket to play, raising a grand total around $2,000 each time.
Every 2 years, a general assembly for the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, is held all over the country and hosts around 6,000 people to establish relationships, grow together as a community, laugh, love, and praise God together. In July 2010, the General Assembly will be held in downtown Nashville in the Convention Center. What an opportunity for greatness.
What if, as a church, Vine Street brought the idea of a nationwide intergenerational dodgeball tournament? 6,000 people. That's at least 50 teams of children, youth, members, young adults, adults, and grandparents coming together to hit the other players on the opposite side of the tape. Sound like fun, doesn't it? $10 a player. If there is 1,000 players, that's $10,000. Want to be a spectator to watch Blake Matthews and Tim Crenshaw battle it out? $5. Let's say 1,000 spectators. That's $5,000 more. And how about instead of $2,000, we hit it big with $15,000.
Wilson, it's not all about the money. It's about bringing our individual selves together in an attempt to create something that is so much bigger than us. Don't get me wrong, the money is very good indeed. But what makes community stewardship so meaningful is the mandates we've seen through Scripture and the personal testimonies that we've heard today. I am, you are, we shall. We haven't even considered how all those ministry dollars would be spent, but that's not really important today. Sorry for the interruption.
Go ahead, Kevin.
With this idea comes a lot of work, but we can do it. We have in the past. What says we can't now? Over 100 volunteers to referee, sell snacks, create playing brackets, design t-shirts, publicize the event, and make sure everything runs smoothly would have to be present. We need energy, enthusiasm, a sound system, first aid, support, sponsors, shirts, wristbands. We may even need security. We need you, our family, to come together and create an event that will impact thousands of people because of something we put into action. Think about how much will happen if each region leaves the General Assembly and wants to create their own dodgeball tournament during Martin Luther King weekend as well. 10 to 12 teams, $2,000 per state per year. We have the potential. Why don't we just decide we can't do it? That we shall rise to the occasion and create something that hasn't ever been done before. Welcome to Community Stewardship.